This is VOA News.
I'm Laurel Bowman.
Typhoon Saola made landfall in the southern Chinese province of Guangdong early Saturday as violent winds lashed nearby Shenzhen, Hong Kong, and Macau, leaving at least one dead and a trail of destruction and flooding in many areas. Ryan Chang reports for Reuters.
Super Typhoon Saola was among the strongest storms to hit southern China in decades. After lashing out at Hong Kong, the typhoon made landfall in Guangdong. Floods were seen in Huizhou and hundreds of thousands were evacuated from high-risk areas. A second typhoon, Haikui, is approaching Taiwan. It's set to hit the island on Sunday before heading to China's province of Fujian.
Russia has deployed a long-range missile that could carry nuclear warheads. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
According to Russian news agencies, Russia has placed Sarmat missiles on combat duty. The Sarmat was first announced in 2018. The silo-based missile, capable of carrying multiple nuclear warheads, is intended to replace the R-36 ICBMs that are known by the NATO reporting name of Satan. The Sarmat reportedly has a short initial launch phase, allowing little time for surveillance systems to track it. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Jakarta's former governor on Saturday named the chairman of Indonesia's largest Islamic party as his running mate for the 2024 presidential election, a move aimed at boosting his popularity in this Muslim-majority country. Opinion polls, though, have forecast the election to be a close race between the Central Java governor and the defense minister, who have both received the support of the current president. Buoys block a river in northern France in an effort to stop Britain-bound migrants crossing the channel. For more stories, check us out online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea fired several cruise missiles toward the Yellow Sea in the early hours of Saturday, according to the South Korean military. Details of the launch were being analyzed by South Korean and U.S. intelligence authorities. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement it was the latest in a series of missile tests and military exercises conducted by the North in recent weeks, including a failed spy satellite launch late last month. In a statement carried by North Korean state media, North Korea's foreign ministry accused Japan of raising tensions in the region by developing long-range missiles. The number of people on the official list of those missing from the Maui wildfires, those were in the U.S. state of Hawaii, that stands at 385, nearly unchanged from a week earlier. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
In a news release Friday, the Maui Police Department and the Federal Bureau of Investigation said 245 people on the list of 388 made public the previous week were located and removed from the list. However, a nearly equal number of new names were added. The updated total was a startling departure from what had been expected a day earlier. Governor Josh Green said he expected the number would fall below 100. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The family of a pregnant young black woman who was fatally shot by police during a shoplifting incident in the U.S. state of Ohio is calling for the officers involved to be criminally charged. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Blendon Township has released the police body cam video into last week's deadly shooting of 21-year-old Takiyah Young. Accused of shoplifting,
get out of the car.
Police approach her vehicle and tell her to get out, but instead she starts driving away.
Get out of the car. Get out of the car.
Police allege she was driving toward an officer in front of her car, who then opened fire through the windshield. The family's lawyer calls it a gross misuse of power and authority and says this could have ended peacefully. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Australian police will stay in the Solomon Islands to provide security for a regional sporting event in November and national elections in 2024, the Pacific Island Nations government has said. The Australian police are part of an international security contingent, which includes Fiji and New Zealand, that arrived in December 2021 to quell anti-government riots and was due to leave in December 2023. And a 4.5-kilometer wall separating luxurious estates in Peru's capital Lima from neighboring communities living in poverty is being torn down after some four decades. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.